All right. Now, let's turn to you and to any of you who have questions. And so, Daniel will give you a mic. Let's begin.
Thank you. Hello, Galexus, it's Falco.
Hello.
I feel like it's just a textbook case on almost everything you talked about this morning. Like so many of the nuances of what you spoke about, I feel so familiar with. Yesterday, right before we came, my daughter came back to me with all the printouts from my business. And as you know, it's been losing money. And it's right on track, losing more money. And my resources are only so big.
Mm-hmm.
So in the midst of all of this, I feel I've created this time bomb that I'm sitting on, and it's just sort of ticking away. And I better get to a new place before this thing blows up on me. You know, because there's not really a lot of options except for me just to keep putting my money in, because it's both my work and it's where I live. So that's a very tempting place to be sucked into a lot of fear. And I've been down that road several times. And the healing workshop yesterday was really good. And my dreams were very interesting. I ran into a series of dreams where there was just one more depressing after another. Some friends I was with were leaving me to go play somewhere else. Water had dried up in sort of a nature place where there was a lot of people. And I normally sort of have enjoyed going there. It's just sort of a place I visit once every 1-2 years. And finally, there was something else happening with cell phones. And I pulled my cell phone out, and I was immediately surrounded by 10 very bad-looking men. They were like partly lifting me up and partly wrestling my cell phone from me. And so I thought, this is a good time to like wake up and look at these dreams. And so I'm there sort of semi in my dream still and not, and I'm trying to figure out what does all this mean, stuff like that. But what was there was that I was, again, very close to that temptation to be sucked into this hole of fear about my situation. So I started, you know, looking at that and used the different things I know how to do, partly reminding myself, you know, that I'm a reality creator. It went on for quite a while. It wasn't as challenging as it has been. It was not fun. It was challenging, but not as bad as it has been. And then finally I got enough sort of hold on it, and I actually started using some of the energy, blowing energy out from yesterday. And that seemed to lighten me. And then suddenly at some point I just disappeared. I have no idea what happened. I just disappeared. And when I came back out, I was much lighter. So, still, you know, like, I'm playing with all of these different energies in different ways. But so much of the time, there's still this feeling of unease. Because I have, you know, the numbers keep clicking in my books. You know, as
right,
I move along.
Mm.
And, you know, it's got to happen sometime this year or else. That's the way it looks. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I was wondering if you can comment, or why have I placed this time bomb? You know, that seems so obvious. You know, there's no, I don't really have an alternative at all. Do you know what I mean? To my business and stuff?
Yes. All right. Well, it does seem that you are finding yourself between a rock and a hard place, as they say.
Exactly.
All right. Well, one of the things that is, that has to happen as part of this emergence is that the way that you construct the old is dismantling. And so that can look and come through the illusion into manifestation as the dismantling of your business, as the dismantling of your finances. And of course, this is going along with the undermining of, or the dismantling of, the structure or foundation of the whole culture. Because as we pointed out, that the trigger was the dismantling of the money system. In a sense, these guys who just kind of over-leveraged and played with and really got into money as the illusion, and it just, they just, in a sense, it was their a time bomb, in a sense, that blew up in their faces. And so as a reflection in your consensus and your collective, that many of you are looking at also financial issues and tightening the belt and wondering where the money's coming from and so on. And so for you in specific, we would like to point out that what you did was beautiful, that you stayed with it, you recognized the energies of it, you moved the energies through, and you felt lighter. And you actually even went into a little transcendent place, whereas that was your place where you felt that you disappeared. You went into the void. You weren't really able to perceive what was going on there because you went outside your usual perception boundaries, and you're not used to reading those perceptions there. So you see, all your perceptions are lined up with certain criterion and certain alignments, so that you feel safe with your perceptions. And it's a subconscious program that you've got installed in your chakras, so that only a certain amount of information can make it through to your conscious mind. And when you go into areas that are more expansive than you're used to being in, more brilliant, more bright, more dimensionally open, you're not used to perceiving that through your usual conscious mind. So you go unconscious. But you were there. And the way you know you were there is because when you came back, which meant that you kind of returned to your conscious continuum, you had changed. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Now, knowing that you can do that, okay, looking at your future, knowing that you can change, that you can shift, and you can shift so powerfully that you actually disappear for a little bit because you go beyond your boundaries of allowed perception that you and your self-image allow. All right?
Right.
Okay. What if you could allow yourself to perceive more as something that's natural to you? Wouldn't that be fun?
It'd be a lot of fun right now.
Right. Well, it would be. And then there's also that if you could perceive on that greater level, what if you had that same level of imagination of all the dark stuff that could happen? What if that was as intensified as well? You see, that's the reason why you shut off some of your altered perceptions. So when
you're... Because I don't imagine...
No. Because if you can imagine bad things happening, you know, in other words, losing your business, losing your place, blah, 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 you know, the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You know that in your mind's imagination, you're holding a picture of your worst case scenario. And it's scary.
Yes.
All right? You may not be looking at it and focusing on it, but it's pretty damn scary.
Yeah, and it sort of sits there because it's not that I don't have go into good places.
Right.
It just
right.
sort of sits there as a reoccurring.
Now, when you experience outside the consensus limits, outside the limits of the perception that you've allowed yourself to experience, it's really far more profound, intense, and the time interval between the feeling and the manifestation is instant. Okay?
Okay.
So you can go out in this positive healing mode. You went out and instantly shifted, and then you came back in.
Right.
You weren't out long.
No, I have no concept of
it. You have no concept how long you were out,
right,
because you went beyond time limitations. All right?
Right.
You went fourth, fifth dimension. You went way out there. All right? Now, you know that you cannot have greater perceptions and be able to access that place where time is instantaneous, fourth, fifth dimension, if you're holding this image of total worst case scenario.
That's right.
Defeat.
Yeah.
All right? You know you can't do that.
That's right.
Because if you were to do that, it would happen now. You'd have to, you know, go move on the street tomorrow.
Okay.
All right? Now you don't want to do that. So you're saying, okay, I'm going to put that fear over there on the shelf. It's eyeing me. It's like a vulture sitting up there, waiting for me to die, you know. In a sense, you put it in that regard, and you place a sense of time to it. Okay?
Yes.
All right? And you stay limiting your perceptions because you don't want to go to a place to where you pull that to you now, right? So in a way, you are resisting that. You're pushing it away, right?
Yes.
All right? Now, the experience that you did, all these dreams that were kind of sad and pleasant, dreams, you know, particularly one where you're surrounded by some, you know, very unfriendly men and so on, who are going to take your cell phone away from you. This is, you know, these are a lot of fears being translated into images for you.
Okay.
All right. For example, what was that first one that you had, that you said that was the, not the water drying up, but the what was the first one?
I was going out somewhere. There was a series of them, but the last three that really stuck out was I was going out with somebody to go play someplace.
Oh, and they were going
and
to leave, right?
And started playing with something else and stuff like that.
Right. So abandonment.
Sort of fine, abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed sort of fine first, but then when I went and saw where I knew it used to be beautiful, it was all drying up.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, now what do I do?
Right.
And then
The cell phone incident.
Yeah, and then the cell phone.
You notice that there's a kind of a common thread in there of loss.
Yes.
And separation.
Yes.
All right. Okay. This is part of you, was installed in your wounds.
When we did the meditation this morning.
Yes.
It came up. You just started saying about it. It was like right in my face.
Right there, wasn't it?
Right in my gut. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Loss and separation is possibly in your reality one of the most profoundly impactful places to go to emotionally, because it generally tends to zing you back to level or stage one response. Right? Powerlessness, a helplessness, victim consciousness, yes?
And it was right there.
And
it
was right there,
in the last
wasn't
dream,
it? Mm-hmm.
And I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I thought this is a good place to
All
start.
Right. But what happened was this, look at your response, is that you realize, oh gosh, you know, I can go into level one response here and shiver and quake and fear and get all anxious and so on, but I'm going to stay with it. You know, and Kirby talked about
exactly.
this last
night. Exactly. Actually, in the dream, I was thinking of Kirby's response to
That's
it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You're going to stay right there with it, and you're just going to be present with it, and you're going to be present with those emotions and
oh,
let
yeah,
them move
there was
through.
This, there was another difference in there, and it is, you know, sometimes I've used my will, and sometimes I pump my power, my will with my anger.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I was more focused on choice. For some reason,
mm-hmm.
choice felt much softer,
well,
a more easy and softer way of dealing with it.
Yes, it is. It's more gentle and loving to yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you notice you didn't judge yourself, right? You didn't go into all of that kind of stuff.
No.
So, in a way, you lifted yourself out from level one response and started working past level two and working into level three response.
Right.
All right. So you can empower yourself on the spot. And what's so good is that you can start to do it in your dream.
I thought that better here than out there.
Right. See, that's one of the advantages of watching your dreams after having a download. Right? Because it really can bring your consciousness. Some people have more lucid dreams after downloads. You know, any of you notice that? You know, that you have it's a bit more lucid, more colorful and more bright or something. So that's really good. Now, you know, what Kirby did and what you did is really great. And that is something that you need to do. You need to be able to be present with the energies. You need to be able to work with the energies. So how can you imagine yourself able to go on the other side of that? Okay? The other side of that, where when the fears come up, when the doubts come up, when the scary stuff comes up, you're facing some kind of gloomy, negative, dark, scary, evil picture, how are you going to be able to leverage yourself quickly enough so that you can actually go beyond the consensus and plug into your dream? Right?
Yeah.
All right. That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a way?
Because here I have this big fear sitting on the shelf.
Right.
And
the
fear
sitting
it.
There just glaring
at you. What am I
going
to do with it?
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what we'd like to do is work a little bit with you in fear. Okay?
Okay.
Because what happens is that in these circumstances, according to your consensus, the fear is real. Okay? This is a real fear. You're going to lose everything.
Right.
Okay? You're going to lose it. It's all going to be lost. What's being really lost? All right? The money's being lost. Yeah, okay, then you might lose your house. All right, then, and lose your work. Okay? But what's underneath all of that? You're losing your track, your plan.
Yeah.
You're losing the fantasy dream.
It's the end of the trail right
the
there.
The end of the dream, all right? Okay. So the ultimate fear on an energetic basis is actually the loss of the dream.
Hmm.
And as you pointed out, there's nothing else. You don't know anything else. You
That's
don't
right.
see any other option.
Nope.
You don't realize how at that moment you don't see the creative self that you are and what can come, what opportunities could arise, what possibilities could be dreamed of. You don't see it.
Nope.
Right? So we're going to take all of you on a little bit of an excursion because, of course, what you're going through, you know, nobody else out here has, right? Nobody else has gone through that, right? No, don't have any evil fear sitting there on the shelf staring you down. No worst case scenario, right. So let's look at this worst case scenario. Now we know you've gotten rid of stuff. You cleared stuff last night. You cleared stuff there. So let's all look out your worst case scenario. Okay, just kind of think about it. Okay, what would be your very absolute worst case scenario? What's the scariest thing that's sitting on your shelf? That's like that vulture just sitting there waiting, waiting for you to fall, waiting for you to lose everything, waiting for you to collapse. And that beyond which there's no beautiful dream. That this is kind of end of the line for you. What is that? Now, most people don't want to look at it, and we can understand that. And the more spiritually developed that you are, you're noticing more and more impact of what your thoughts and feelings are having on your physical plane reality. And so it gets scarier and scarier, in a sense, for you to even look at it, because you feel how you can pull and draw stuff to you so much more quickly. So it can be a little bit scary. But what we'd like to point out is that as a powerful reality creator, you have created a limited track for yourself in which your options are limited. And in the linear track that you have accepted from your consensus, the end of the line of the linear track is an absolute nightmare. It's the darkest pit imaginable. And you hear stories on the news of people who've gone there. And then you begin to say, well, maybe it's possible for me to go there too. Oh, I don't want to think about that yet. I don't want to think about that now. Every reality you've created, every reality you've experienced, same thing, is experienced from you about you. It's you perceiving you in some regard. And your scary nightmare that sits on the shelf is a vision of you, a self-image of you that is not current to this life. All right? It's something that exists when you were a child, perhaps. It's a level one taken to its ultimate depth. You're powerless, helpless, hopeless. There's no space for you, no place to go, nothing that can be done. Now, just imagine if you could remove this energy entirely from your energy field. What would it feel like? How would that feel? Valkyr, what do you think it would feel like if you didn't have that staring you down?
Enormously wonderful.
On an emotional basis, you'd be very free, wouldn't you?
Free and safe.
Free and safe. Mm-hmm. How would you live your life differently if you were free and safe? How do you fear you might do it? If you didn't have that, could you be irresponsible? No. That's your adolescent worrying for you. First, the child sets up the worst case scenario with a lot of juicy details added by your internal adolescent and young adult who knows how to figure out the most vicious details and add them to it to make it just as chock full of, intensity stuff to make it as real and scary as possible. That's why when you go to a movie, a scary movie, you can get scared. They make so many good details and they lead you up, and it's timing, isn't it? It's really all timing. It's like a great comedian. It's all timing. But fear, it's all timing. If you take out the timing, take it out of context, then it doesn't hold any power anymore. So now, every one of you, just take this dreaded, horrible, scariest image or imagination or future potential. The worst case, the most despicable nightmare, the most evil, scary, dark thing you can absolutely imagine. And just take it and encase it in a bubble. Put it in a bubble. Whatever you use to symbolize it, or a scenario, or whatever it is, just take all that energy and put it in a bubble. Just encase it. So you have a focus. You have it there. It's in a bubble. It's just floating there. And just seal it up now. No, you don't let your bubble leak. Just kind of seal it up and let it float there. Okay. Now seal it up really good so that you're not connected to it right now. It's just you're a little disconnected to it, so you kind of seal it up. So it just kind of floats there. And take all the judgments off. take all the judgments of how bad and how much suffering you would go through with that, how much disturbance it would be, how much loss, how much pain. All those are all part of the beliefs that are attached to it. Take off all the judgments about how you would be at that point and how you would feel about yourself. The abject failure, the helpless hopelessness, the shame perhaps you would feel having come so far just to collapse into the darkness. And the judgment of it is bad, evil, horrible. Drop all the judgments off of it. Now drop all, now this is going to be a little harder. Drop all the resistance to it. You know, you've been putting, all of you have been putting it on the shelf. You know it's there. But you've just kind of like put it over there to the side. You don't want to look at it. It just looms. It's like you, like something in one room of your house, and it's really big, and so you go and spend most of your time in another room. But you know it's in there. So just, you know, just let yourself take all the resistance and just come and sit with it. Just feel what you feel. You might feel some fear. Just let the fear just go, shudder right through you. You might feel some disgust. You might feel some anxiety. Just let yourself feel whatever you feel. And without judgment, just let the feeling go right through. Just go right through you. Just on it goes. It's like a wave. And you sit there until all the waves are gone. You're just kind of sitting there with this bubble. And inside this bubble, nicely sealed off, is this nightmare reality. Okay, now you remember the soul? Remember that light? It's still there. Call the soul in now. And sense that there still is a sea of stars around you. Friendly, watching. Let your soul come. Let the light grow big again. Let the soul touch you. You know your divine being. When you look at that scary future, you forget. You see yourself as a child. Or you see yourself as a struggling adolescent or young adult who wants to go running pell-mell into numbness and fantasy to avoid it. You had an internal parent as your assessor. Let your soul be your assessor now. Let your soul see who you are and convey that to you. What does your soul see when it comes and touches you? What image do you sense of yourself through your soul's eyes? Your soul, unconditionally loving, filled with passion for a new future, looks at you. Does your soul see someone who is inadequate, who is who is cowering under the desk at school, or someone who's got to put on a facade, a big mask, to pretend and try to create imaginary success to avoid feeling the fear? No. What does your soul see? It sees the divine that you are. It sees the reality creator that you are. And every reality you have created up to date has been yours. Now, some of the realities you've created have not been really fantastic. But also notice how that you've become more aware of the realities that you've been creating. Be aware of how much more empowered you have been in the realities that you've been creating. And by empowered is that you are empowered to own what parts of you you feel and connect with. You're not helpless any longer. Realize how far you've come. As you're connected to the soul and letting the soul see you and give you a whisper about your image, also see your capacity to create really interesting new realities for yourself. Admittedly, you may not know what form they will take, how they will manifest. You may not have an imagination ready with all sorts of possibilities to pursue or opportunities to create. But it's there. See yourself as that empowered being, because your soul sees you that way. See yourself as the adult that you are, as the spiritual being that you are. See yourself as someone who can make choice and who can be willing to no longer judge you, yourself. Willing to love you. You see, when you judge yourself, you're inclined to punish yourself. That's what the bad realities are. To punish yourself for your inadequacies. To push you as your commission of challenge to grow. Make your choice now. You can make a choice now. Step into your choice self. The self that is empowered. The self that the soul sees. Step into that self now. Put it on yourself as a self-image. Feel it on you. It may be more expanded than what you're used to. But feel how natural it is to you. Imagine, it's natural to you to be here in this empowered divine place. Natural for you. And from this place, make a choice to grow through love. Grow through love. Not through issue, not through judgment, not through punishment, not through negative, dark, unpleasant, ugly, painful challenges. Make a choice to grow through love, through adventure, through curiosity, through creativity, through your imagination, through your development of more and more personal power, through your capacity to network and connect with more and more beings of light and majesty and power and resources than ever before. Get in touch with that choice. You see, that nightmare future would be a choice. It's a choice there that your consensus gives you, that you can choose. Consensus says, logically, here's the worst place you can go. The consensus says, this is your reference point. And so now you must work against this. You must work hard to keep yourself from this place. Instead, realize this is not a reference point at all. It's a gift, you might say, from the consensus that you can use as a powerful reality creator, as a reflection to let you know what possibilities you're allowing yourself to imagine. A possibility that may not ever, ever have to be explored from a place of power with no judgment on yourself. You can realize that, and you can trust that, you can create a reality that's friendly for you. It may look different. You may not know, have a clue what it looks like right now. But know that you, in this empowered choice self, choosing through love and adventure and exploration and intrigue and curiosity, an exploration of the reflections from your reality to play with those as a powerful light being, you can choose another future and have that sit on the shelf. Right? So what future would your soul dream for you? Knowing who you are, of course. What future would they put on your shelf for you? They know your mission, the mission that you're here to do and which you will not fail in. They know that mission. You will succeed in your mission. When it is time for you to die, you will die in victory. Let your soul place that dream now on a shelf, where the other one was, put this one, a light future. Feel what that's about. Go up to it and sit with it and feel the feelings. Just like you did with the dark one, feel it with the light one now. What emotions do you feel? A sense of joy, freedom, and elation? Love? Safety? Just sit with it. You see, the reality that you're creating, not currently established in the consensus, it's of your creation. And this is the inline of your creation. It's not even a linear creation. It could occur anytime. It doesn't necessarily have to occur after a deliberate series or sequence of events. This can occur whenever. It can occur whenever you're at the frequency of it, the vibration of it. When you own this level in your self-image, this reality can percolate through, precipitate into physical form for you. Don't try to imagine the form right now. It may be different Your imagination may limit it if you do that. Just imagine, though, the feelings. You're making the choice to grow through this, using this as your reference point. Not to avoid, but to play and unfold and create towards, to embrace. And as you imbibe in this energy, and feel this energy, it feels really good, just let it soak into you. No judgment. It's very loving. Let your soul as your assessor see you in this future. And see the image of you being at this level in your life. Now step into the assessor position. You were looking through the soul's eyes. Kind of step into the assessor position the soul's been holding for you. Step in there and see this wonderful being that you are. And feel love for yourself. Just love you. Send love. Maybe you have to think of somebody that you really love. And just send that emotion to you. Now, see the self image of where you are now. See the difference. See the distinction. And send now love to that one, to your current self-image. Because your current self-image still has some inadequacies, some things you haven't done yet, some quirkinesses that you've judged yourself about, and you're not judging, and you're loving, and you're just seeing these aspects of you as just being part of the blend of light and color that is you, and accept all of it, every bit of it. And just love you, just send love to you. As you assess you as absolutely lovable. Now, return to the dark future from this place where you are now. The self-image that you are now. Dismantle the bubble from around it. So it begins to be raw and dark in its disturbing way. It may even have a stench. Just sense the energies of it, the context of it. And now you're going to take a breath. In, when we say so, we're going to take a breath in. You're going to pull it into you. And when you breathe out, you're going to move it through you and on out. And what we've done is that we've constructed a vortex around you. And you're just going to send it into the vortex to be retranslated back into raw energy. So if you have no judgment, you're loving yourself okay, even with all your supposed weaknesses and all this kind of stuff. The person who you are, the interesting mix, the unique you that you are right now. If you don't have judgment on you, you're ready. If you have any judgment on you, let it go now. You've made the choice that you're going to grow through your light future rather than your nightmare future. You're going to use your light future to grow you as your stimulus, not the scary one to resist, to run away from, to work hard to avoid. All right? Ready? You're ready. All the judgment is dropped. It won't stick to you if the judgment's dropped. Okay, let's breathe it in and bring it into you. Hold it in you. Now, breathing out, let it go move through you. And on into the light. See, it didn't stick. And you didn't have to go to level one. You didn't have to go to level two. You did it through level three. Now, what we suggest is that whenever this vulture, this nightmare future arises again, and it will because your media is filled with it, what do they like to do on TV for the news and on the internet? They love to scare the bejesus out of you. When the economy was good, they had to figure out some things to scare you with. They don't have to look very far right now because the chaos is bringing out a lot of craziness. Shootings, people going berserk, jumping out off the cliff into the unknown and going back into the ultimate level one response to everything. But you're right now, you're floating free of it. Just feel that freedom that you've got. And you see what the connection is with your self-image? So the next time it comes up, do this. Connect with that beautiful light future. Sit with it. Get those energies. Go there first. First. And pull the love into your self-image of who you are now. You can do it in a matter of seconds once you get the hang of it. And you know what it'll do to your frequency. You know how it'll keep you out of having to go down and dip through fears of going to level one or two response. The stages on the way, right? And realize that you can just breathe it through. Now, you can then realize that you can trust yourself to create a positive future for you if you can do this. If you can do this, you have some trust you can build. Because you'll build your trust on the knowing that every time the scary future shows up, that you will respond from level three right away. And what will that mean? Is that the scary future doesn't have a chance in hell of manifesting. You will be tempted. You will be challenged. One, two, maybe three times. Maybe really more if it's just you insist. But know that you can go to this, and after you make the shift a few times, then your power to make this shift becomes more real than your powerlessness to fall for the dark reality. And then you trust that one way or another you're going to dream your way out of it. We're going to get into the dream a little later. All right, how do you feel now, Falco?
Much better. Thank you so much, Galaxis. It makes it fitted also with my dream.
Exactly, yeah. Right, because you had a tremendous amount of loss and
right.
And helpless powerlessness and stuff like that in
right.
there. Sadness, oh, so much sadness was in there.
Right.
But now you're sitting in a nice energy.
Yes.
All right. Now, realize, dear one, that right now you still have no idea what's going to happen.
No, I don't. It's a pretty blank slate.
It's a blank slate.
Yeah.
And realize that if you hold a frequency of love and then you begin to apply your imagination, we'll talk about that a little bit more later
right.
as well, that you can surf the wave of uncertainty. You can surf possibility. You can open up opportunity that you would never, ever see before.
Right.
Possibilities and opportunities that you would not see because that dark, scary image was on the shelf and your avoidance of it and your resistance of it had blocked off your perception beyond the boundaries. So you went beyond your normal perceptions. You disappeared for a while and came back. If you hold this resonance more often than not,
uh-huh.
you'll find that you will go beyond those boundaries and you'll start to see and hear and perceive in other ways.
In other ways, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
On that,
your other ways, you'll perceive, you'll get messages,
uh-huh.
you'll get possibilities, you'll get insights, inspirations, knowings, you'll feel shifts, you'll feel connected to the light, to who you are, you see?
Yeah.
And so your range of perception will increase because you can trust yourself to really get into a greater expanded perception of reality, a perception of magic, a perception of fourth and fifth dimensional energies without blasting yourself with some horrible, horrible scenario. But trusting yourself that at that perception that you can call a reality in and bang, it'll start to show. And you call the reality in, not by form, but by the emotion, by the energy of it, the joy of it, the celebration of it, the power, the love, whatever it is that you have attached to it. All right, so you have your light future sitting there. We'll get back to it in a little bit later.
Right now we're going to lunch.
Right.
Thank you so much, Alexis.
You're welcome. Now, we took all of you through this process, right? And all of you had one piece or another of this, didn't you? Yeah. So we did some good work with you. We're going to have a lunch break. It's an hour and a half. And even if you are listening by CD, we would suggest you take a break and get something to eat or rest or something. And an hour and a half from now, we will return and we will go to the next stage of our adventure. All right. Farewell for now.